Hear in-depth Preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Kind of going with the old school pump-up jams, man. I like it. This is good. Ready for action tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off at Moby Arena. Moby Madness is perhaps going to be at its peak tonight as we get set for the Border War second installment this season. This is the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, and this is the time where we jump into Getting to Know Roddy presented by Ent Credit Union. They now have 45 Front Range locations, including 5 Northern Colorado locations, with more on the way. You can find one near you at ent.com. That's ENT.com. They've also been named the number one credit union in Colorado by Forbes for 4 straight years. And they're Colorado's largest credit union. Again, Ent, a proud supporter of the David Roddy Show. I know David and Ent do a lot of work together, so it just makes sense for them to be involved with the radio program. And they're throwing up another David Roddy t-shirt. So whoever wins, I'll reach out, I'll get your email, and Ent will send you the t-shirt. So bring those questions. They were great last week, great so far. David, I know you love this segment, man. Sometimes we get some repeat questions, so you just have to refresh my memory because we've done this a lot, and I'll forget some of the questions that have already been asked.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll let you know about it.
All right, man. Let's get to this one first. This one's from Cody. For David, do you get nervous in a buildup for games like this, or is it just kind of business as usual for you?
That's a great question. I don't get nervous. I get butterflies. My coach in middle school explained that to me. It's like nerves limit your play pretty much. It kind of holds you in being scared to make a mistake or anything like that. I get more anxious to play the game and ready to play the game and just the excitement to compete. So, don't get nervous, but I get anxious and ready to play.
You're ready to rock and roll, man. Well, for a guy like you that has so much fun playing this game, I would think you're able to kind of put those nerves aside and turn them into kind of anxious butterflies that get you ready to rock and roll. Okay, this one's not really basketball related, but I'm going to ask it anyway. This one from John. Do you know who the Eagles are? And if you do, do you like any of their music? Okay, that was kind of a random one, but I like it.
I've heard the classics from the Eagles. I do like them, but I definitely need to do a deeper dive, into the band for sure.
They have some good, like, when I listen to them, I like their main stuff. I don't know, some of the deep tracks are a little interesting, but yeah, not bad there. Okay, I like those different kind of questions. Those work. Okay, this is a good one. This is a long question here for you, David. David, you, Isaiah, DT, and John could very likely go down as the best recruiting class in CSU basketball history. What do we have to do to continue the tradition of bringing in top-level talent and be a perennial mid-major powerhouse? it says, and you can't say sign Nico to a lifetime contract. That's a good one. So what do you say to that? How do you keep getting high-caliber players like yourself to Colorado State?
Man, that's an awesome question. The first thing, I mean, now it has to be, again, I'm going to use Nico as an example, but using Nico Medved and his coaching staff and continuing the culture of understanding, relationship and fit rather than, whatever is aesthetically pleasing, right? Going to mid-major is a little bit different nowadays than it was, in previous years. The gap is starting to close super fast. So there's great basketball around the country. Recruiting high character guys and young men who love the game of basketball and loving to compete is one thing, as well as, helping out with, the resources and, new locker room or just new excitement around, the basketball culture around CSU would also be, really helpful, which, the past 3 years has grown exponentially, but, the sky's the limit for this program as long as we have those high character people in the building.
I love that answer. That one, by the way, was from Chris. Said, love this team. Good luck tonight. Go Rams. That was perfect. Okay, let me get to a couple. When you make the NBA, what becomes your next goal in life, David?
Oh man, hopefully, yeah, man. I gotta get there first. Just trying to enjoy it as much as possible, and you know, just you know, create my impact, whatever that may be. You know, try to stay in the NBA as long as possible. You know, I think that every rookie's goal is to stay as long as possible. So, man, just enjoy it and just use my platform to help people and you know help other people's lives.
Here, got another one from the 970. Do you have any superstitions before a game? I think I've asked you that before, but let's refresh everybody.
Yeah, I don't have any superstitions before the game. I usually, you know, keep my routine. I don't think that's a superstition. I think that's just, you know, kind of a creature of habit. So as long as my routine is all good, whether it's an away game or a road game, you know, I'll be good. But, you know, if I start, you know, kind of messing up my routine or something's not going well, then might impact me a little bit, but I try not to have that much of an impact on me. So I'm a pretty routine guy, so I could say that's superstitious.
Yeah, I guess you could. In a roundabout way, you could kind of throw that in there. Here's another one for you. What advice would you give young people on how to pick the college you want to go to or that best fits you?
Yeah, that's a great one. The best fit, yeah, it's kind of with your gut and understanding who you are as a player as well, right? I think it's a two-way street. You know, every coach will sell you on, you know, hey, you're going to start your freshman year, you're going to play this, you're going to do this, do that, and promise you that. But, you know, I think that's a big red flag. And, you know, if a coach tells you you have to earn your spot, you probably have to trust them, and because everybody has to earn their playing time. So that would be one thing, as well as just, yeah, understand who you are as a player and what you want out of college. You know, some people just want to go to the biggest school and you know, have the most fun, and some people – you know, want to pay more attention to getting better in development, right? So being a better basketball player to achieve their dreams of, you know, playing professionally. And so, you know, understanding that, hey, it might not be the biggest school or most flashy school that you go to, but if it's the best school for you and your development, I would choose that 10 out of 10 times.
I like what you said, too. So you're kind of saying be careful if those coaches or recruiters are like, hey, you're going to be the star. It's everything's going to be about you. You're kind of saying be careful there. You kind of want coaches to say, hey, you're good, but we still want you to earn everything.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, that's what really Coach Medved said. You know, he's like, hey, you know, you have the potential to be a really good player, but, you know, there's still going to be a lot of work to be done. So, you know, I trusted Nico in it, and now, you know, it's finally paying off. So, I'm glad that, you know, I made the right decision.
David, got this one from the 303 about the rivalry, about Wyoming. For you personally, is there a real hatred for the Wyoming Cowboys?
When they're in the jersey, yes, I would say so. Not off the court, but in the jerseys, yes.
So do you know some of those guys then? You talk to them a little bit, or how's that work?
Yeah, I've talked to a few guys, you know, just over the years, just, you know, having, you know, mutual respect as well as just, yeah, just respect for their game and how much they've grown as a program. Man, I have a lot of respect for that. And, you know, it's making, you know, the Border War better as well as Mountain West basketball better. So, you know, always show respect after the game. But, you know, when in between the lines, it is definitely.
I'm going to try to get to two more because I know we're getting to a bunch. It's going to be hard to figure out who wins the T-shirt today. This one from a 970 number. Would you rather blowouts, like you guys blowing a team out, or would you rather them be close games potentially going into overtime?
I'd rather have a blowout, 100%. Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that. That just worry of might be going into overtime. I would rather have a blowout.
I think as a fan, I would rather a blowout like while it's going on, but when it's done, you walk away and you're like, oh, that was an amazing game I just witnessed. But yeah, the stress level for me is crazy. I can't imagine what it is for you and the coaching staff when you have those tight games, which that's kind of how this conference is, though. Unfortunately, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, no, there is a bunch of them. So, man, we'll see you tonight, but I'm ready for whatever.
Okay, last one for you. Do you like rivalry games the best, or do you like going up against the best? So, I mean, would you rather go up against a Wyoming knowing it's a rivalry game, or at the end of the season, you know that this team's the best team? Is that game bigger for you?
Oh, man, that's tough. You know, it's kind of the both, really, right now. Wyoming's, you know, at the top of the conference with Boise, and, you know, they're a rival as well, so I think it makes it even better. So I would say both.
All right, man. That was great. I mean, those were great questions. I didn't think we'd do as well following up, but we did. Fantastic. Do you have any questions that stood out to you where you're saying, man, I think they deserve a David Roddy t-shirt?
I think that recruitment class one was you know, the most in-depth, and I would say, you know, something that I've never even thought about before, but I would have to give it to the recruitment class.
All right, there it is. Congrats, Chris. Congratulations to Chris on winning the David Roddy shirt. He got it, man. That was a fantastic question by you. So well done, Chris. I'll reach out. We'll get your email. There they are. Susan and Cheryl, love that. We'll get Chris's email. Well done yet again. We kind of throw you through the ringer, man. I mean, you never know where these questions are going to go, but you handle it well.
Yeah, no, it was awesome, and I love answering these questions.
That's so much fun, man. All right, thanks again to Ent Credit Union. Open up your goals, your ideas for Ent, man. I mean, they are doing some great things. They're the official credit union of David Roddy. They're for people, not for profit. Ent Credit Union now has 45 Front Range locations, including 5 Northern Colorado locations, with more on the way. Find one near you at ent.com. David, we'll let you out of here. Coming up next, real quickly, we'll keep you, and we'll just look one more time at this game tonight. We'll take a short break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.